The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Joining us in just about an hour, Chris Miles, NBA TV host. He will join us to talk about NBA free agency opening up, some of the deals that are getting done, see if the Wizards are going to be involved, going to spend any cash. So Chris Miles will join us in just about an hour. So we wanted to get into these rumors about TJ Watt from the Steelers as to whether he will become available via trade. This is from USA Today. Teams are free to call the Steelers to ask if TJ Watt is available. They just shouldn't expect them to pick up. ESPN reported Monday that, quote, multiple teams have been discussing whether they can trade for Steelers standout TJ Watt after the star edge rusher sat out of Steelers' mandatory minicamp. However, both ESPN and NFL Network went on to report that the Steelers are committed to keeping Watt in the Steel City. Watt is now 30, entering the final year of the four-year, $112 million contract extension that he signed back in 2021. So there are rumors swirling. It sounds like the Steelers would like to keep him, but they haven't been able to strike a deal yet. Other teams are trying to go in and pry him free from the Steelers. What would you do if you were the Commanders? Do you want the Commanders to try to make a play for TJ Watt? Do you think that's crazy because they can't even reach an extension with TJ with Terry McLaurin, who's in their own building, and now they're going to go after the top edge rusher on the market? Does that make any sense? What would you part with if you were Adam Peters to try to land him here? And let's also keep in mind, he's dealt away a lot of picks recently for Marshawn Lattimore, Debo.
That's true.
And for Laramie Tunsil. So a lot of those picks have already been dealt away.
Second and third rounders.
Like Debo went for a fifth rounder. Marshawn was a third and fourth in the 2025 draft. So
yep.
A lot of those picks have already been dealt.
Tunsil was that a second, and then they swapped thirds?
Sounds right, but I'd have to go and look at
I think they swapped
some. What that compensation was.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. All right, I'm going to start my package with Daron Payne. I'm going to throw
Payne
in.
Payne is like in every package.
Of course.
Seems, okay?
Of course. He's highly compensated and kind of underperformed last year. So I'll start there. I'll toss in a draft pick. And then,
all right, tossing in a draft pick is very nebulous.
A third rounder.
Okay. Payne and a third rounder.
And then I'm going to give them Brandon Coleman, who's potentially a building block here, but I think you're going to have to give up a lot to get TJ Watt.
So I'm going to guess the Steelers get that call. Is it Daron Payne? Okay. Who else? A third rounder. Okay. And you're going to give us Brandon Coleman, another third rounder that you've already moved from left tackle to the interior of your offensive line. Thanks, but we're going to consider some other offers. We're going to listen to what the Bucks and maybe the Bills and some other teams that need some pass rush. We're going to listen to those offers.
Let me hear the Cakes offer, Adam Peters.
Oh, I don't have one crafted at this point. I'm just mocking your offer.
Would you give up Terry McLaurin for him, like Drabby would?
No. Of course I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't either.
I'm going to give away my top offensive player outside of Jaden Daniels for a defensive player? Mm-hmm. No, thank you. That would never happen.
I mean, you're getting a damn good defensive player.
You're getting one of the top defensive players in the league. But in my war room, offense always greater than defense. I'm not trading a premier offensive player as part of the package to land TJ Watt.
Do you think that the Steeler fans would trade TJ Watt for Terry?
Of course not.
TJ Watt ranked number 11 and Pete Prisco's 100. Terry 81.
Yeah.
When edge is a need, I'm not saying Terry, and I'm not saying I would like right. Jason just put words in my mouth. But I think it's worth a conversation. It's worth thinking about.
I don't know. I don't know if they would, if McLaurin was involved, if they would be more excited or not. I have no idea. I would think that teams like to have, especially when you have a new quarterback, you like to have explosive receivers, and that would give them two. But Cody Benjamin from CBS Sports threw out five teams that could possibly wheel and deal for TJ Watt. And Detroit, Green Bay, Philly, Seattle, and Washington.
What does he have for the Washington deal?
Yes. Oh, he doesn't project. He doesn't throw out the actual trade. he just throws out five teams that could possibly be interested in trading for him.
I would be willing to listen on the McLaurin part of it. It wouldn't be what I would favor. Let me see what they've got on their depth chart. I'd need a receiver back. Well, I know they're not going to give me DK.
Yeah, well, that's definitely not happening.
So Robert Woods, Calvin Austin.
Their depth chart is nubs
that.
Outside of DK Metcalf.
All right, but what if I got...
Because they got rid of Pickens.
What if I got Freiermuth back? Now, because they just got Jonnu Smith. I'm just saying, give me Freiermuth.
You need a lot more.
I don't need him. You got your Zach Ertz replacement. You would think with Ben Sinnott. You drafted that guy. You're just going to punt away a second-round draft pick? He was picked in the second round.
I'm not going to force it if he's not good. I mean, at some point, look, they already got rid of their first-round cornerback, didn't they not?
Yes.
Forbes you're talking about?
Yeah, first-rounder. They got rid of him. They said bye-bye.
Yeah, but he was not picked by Adam Peters.
Doesn't matter if he's not good enough.
Sinnott was a Adam Peters pick. He's going to get more than 2 years to prove himself.
He's getting more rope, sure. But at some point, he's got to prove it. I'm just saying, if I was going to deal Terry McLaurin, I would listen. I need to get something back at receiver to help my offense. I don't love their options.
No, their options are not
good. Robert Woods, Calvin Austin.
No, they're not. You
but
don't
their
want
tight
receivers.
End, I'm intrigued by. Because he would be a tight end for the future. How many more years does Ertz have? Great year last year.
One or two,
I would think, max.
Overachieved. Everybody's expectations for Zach Ertz last season was he was going to get hurt.
Look, I like Zach Ertz. He's a great story. I want him to have one more year here, and then I want him to pass the baton to Ben Sinnott. That's the way these things are supposed to work. You're not supposed to have a 37 or 38-year-old tight end.
But if you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole, if he's not any good, like JP said, like you're just like you're like forcing progression.
I have to think that he's at least decent, or else Peters wouldn't have spent the second round pick on him. He's just in an unfortunate spot where Ertz overperformed what they thought he would do when he was brought here.
Okay, but half second round picks bust. We know that. Just the math.
Can't have this one bust. I mean, you can't have this one.
Well,
can't
it's a big year for him.
Part of the half.
No doubt it's a big year for him.
All right, Cakes, scrap Freiermuth. You said the running back room is light. What if Warren's in the package?
Jalen Warren?
Yes.
Kind of like him. He could be like a Austin Eckler replacement. Because I like Austin Eckler too, but let's be honest, he's not long for this roster after this season.
Does that pique your interest a little more?
Some people are saying he's a potential cut candidate, like during training camp. So yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by him.
So then Terry is not completely off the board for you.
What, as far as dealing him? Or
that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a TJ Watt deal.
I mean, it would be intriguing.
I would do everything I could to keep Terry McLaurin here with Jaden Daniels.
Of course, but we're talking about...
I would prioritize that over landing TJ Watt.
All right.
Personally. But again, I'm very biased. I'm biased towards offensive players. Everybody knows this. It's a flaw of mine.
Very loyal to your players. You wanted to keep Gilbert Arenas and not trade him for Kobe Bryant.
I did. That's true. It's very... look, I'm not saying...
That's damning.
I'm not saying I would make a great GM. I'd be a terrible GM. I'd have the worst... I would have the league's best offense and the league's worst defense. And I would try to get into 45, 42 shootouts with people every single week. I'm not saying it's the best way to do business.
But don't we think that both players are going to work out deals with their current teams?
Yes. I think that's what's
going on.
These are protracted contract negotiations.
I'm starting to think it might not happen for TJ.
I know. Look,
they're starting to shake things up.
The Steelers shook some stuff up. They went out and got Rodgers. They went out and they traded for DK. They made a huge deal yesterday, trading Fitzpatrick to get Jalen Ramsey.
They indicate that the Steelers are making. They're putting all the chips in. They're going for it in the next year or two, and you're just going to punt your best pass rusher, your best defensive player, maybe your best overall player, while you're doing all that. That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't seem likely. I would agree with that.
Does anybody want to bet? Does anybody want to wager that both Watt and McLaurin stay with their respective teams?
No, I believe that. That's what I think is going to happen.
I mean, I think they both wind up re-signing with the Steelers and Commanders, respectively. Aldiz, you want to hop in on that?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. $5.
Okay.
Let's go. Put it in the book. Anybody else wants in? I welcome the action. That just means we're going to get a breaking news sounder, and Savannah McCann's going to do an update like later today that TJ Watt got dealt to the Arizona Cardinals or something along those lines.
I'll tell you what, you better hope he doesn't get dealt to the Philadelphia Eagles if you're a Commander fan.
Well, that would not be great. That would not be ideal. If that were the case, I'd have to look at Howie Roseman's books and see what they're doing there with their finances.
What if Pittsburgh's nervous that his production is going down? He went from 19 to 11 and a half sacks.
That's still pretty good.
Still, I mean,
his,
pretty good.
His last five years.
But he is. You're a big ageist, Cakes. He's 30 years old.
Yep. Look, I can understand these teams not wanting to give huge cash outlays to guys who are the wrong side of 30. I understand why there's hesitation. But if you want a guy who's capable of 20 sacks, which there aren't a lot of those guys in the league, TJ Watt's one of them, then you got to pay him. You got to pay him top of market money. And by acquiring guys like DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, it seems like they have a small window that they think where they can compete and make a run. And you're going to do that without TJ Watt?
Yeah, I think he could still put up big numbers, even at 30, 31, I mean, 32.
Even in a down year, if he plays in 16 or 17 games, he's going to give you like at least a dozen sacks.
Yeah, I mean, even in a down year, he had
like
11
last
and
year,
half.
11 and a half, and that's considered a disappointment.
Yeah. He could easily come back and have 15 this year.
Right.
Or he could be slowing down.
That could be the case, too.
So maybe the Steelers are thinking that, and they don't want to give him a huge
maybe
deal.
Maybe they're balking. They're balking at his demands.
But I would still bet that they work something out.
All right, Valdez, you and I are in the books that both of those guys get re-signed by their respective teams. I think that is what is ultimately going to happen. Coming up later in the show, Chris Miles, NBA TV host. He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll take a tour around NBA free agency with him at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.